New York. Biden's border policy is deadly dangerous across the country, and they are ignoring that danger.
That's Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, with Greg Kelly on Newsmax last night. And I'll just tell you, Greg Abbott's got it right. Governor Abbott has absolutely nailed this one, because this is not just about border states. This goes beyond border states. It goes up into the southwestern portion of our nation. And to be honest with you, here in Las Vegas, I fear for us if this continues. This constant flow of migrants, illegal aliens. Yeah, we use the term illegal aliens, and I'm going to continue to do so. Wow. And you can't do this and not expect that crime's going to go up. We're seeing that in major American cities anyway. It's going to happen, and that's one of the problems that we have here. That people don't quite understand that there is a trickle down a portion of this whole thing. Anyway, this hour of Live and Local brought to you by our friends at Americans for Prosperity. Now, coming up on the program, we're going to let you hear from Laura Ingraham. Because the release of the Fauci emails, more and more people are lining up saying, this guy's got to go. This guy's got to go. Dr. Fauci, Mr. Let the Science Dictate What We Do guy, has dug himself a hole that he can't dig himself out of. And there is a conventional wisdom in Washington that this guy may be gone by the end of the week. That the Biden administration may not be able to deal with him. And now he's writing a book. He's got a book coming out, 80-page book. We'll see how this plays out. Stay where you are. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Just a touch after 4:30, you got the traffic cams right here. And boy, oh boy, Interstate 15 northbound is very slow right now. There was an earlier incident which was blocking the HOV lane there, 15 northbound at Flamingo. That has been cleared, but still, you're very slow behind that. Also, do expect some reduced speeds as you work your way through the corridor there on the south side as well. At Oakey, you're pretty much bumper to bumper through that area. Interstate 15 north at Sahara, you'll tap the brakes there. And remember, the road work continues on Interstate 15 both directions. That's at Tropical Parkway in North Las Vegas, and they do those road repairs beginning around 7 p.m.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they got work to do. They're down 2-0 in their series against the Colorado Avalanche. They lose in overtime yesterday, 3-2. Mikko Rantanen scores the game winner for Colorado, 2:07 into the overtime period. That goal coming when Riley Smith was in the penalty box for slashing Rantanen, a penalty that the Vegas coaching staff was not happy with. Smith, along with Alec Martinez, scoring, but it was not enough for Vegas. Series now shifting to Vegas for Game 3, which is coming up tomorrow. Las Vegas Aces basketball there in New York tonight for a matchup against the Liberty. Kelsey Plum's going to be back with the team. She missed the last six games to help USA Basketball's 3-on-3 team qualify for the Olympics. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
It's Macy's lowest prices of the season, with 40 to 60% off great finds, like a Shark upright vacuum for just $99.99. Men's club room tees only $5.50, and 65 to 75% off fine jewelry. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn on every purchase except gift cards, services, and fees. More at Macy's.com/Star Rewards. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
This is our shot at all those postponed weddings, birthdays, and holidays. Our shot at getting back to work. The COVID-19 vaccines are ready, and so is Walgreens, with pharmacy experts ready to help you get it safely for free. Because this is our shot at getting back together. Schedule yours today at walgreens.com/ourshot.
No cost to you with most insurance or government assistance. Vaccines subject to availability. State age and health-related restrictions may apply.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
That big sigh of relief that you heard Monday night, it was Heidi Kasama and members of the Assembly. Heidi Kasama, the Assemblywoman from District 2. It was the end of the 81st Nevada Legislature. 120 days, and it seemed like maybe 1,000 at times, but she joins us. Are you back home, or are you still up north?
I am back home. Yes, it's nice to be back in my own home again. I certainly am.
Oh, wow. Tell me what those final hours were like on Monday night.
You know, it's kind of bewildering to see how the system is. So what happens is you're sitting at your desk, and we know that there's bills that are going to come out, but we don't know quite which bills that are going to come out, because if they don't get presented to us, we're not going to be voting on them. So could you read 1,100 bills? I read and study the bills from my committees. We have other, you know, Republicans and other committees. We work together. It's incredibly important that we work together to understand what they thought was good on a committee or not. And we give advice when I'm on a certain committee. But then what you have in the final hours are all these amendments. So you have people walking around the floor of the Assembly. These are staff, multiple staff, that hand out these yellow pieces of paper that have amendments on them. Now, per our Constitution, each bill has to be read 3 times. Amendments have to be presented and given. But the Assembly, the Speaker, can suspend the rules. And, of course, he got a majority vote to suspend the rules. By the way, this does happen every time when you talk about the final hours. So that means the amendment is put on your desk, and you can look up in 30 seconds, and the bill is up there for you to vote with the amendment. Now, that's crazy. That's crazy in my book. And so you could have been on a committee where somebody said, well, I'll work on that. I'll get an amendment put together. And some people may have seen it, and some, there's plenty that haven't. Some of them are not posted. The amendments are being changed in the final hours as you're sitting there. And then it'll be posted, and then it's like, okay, we're going to vote on this bill with the amendment. And sometimes you've had, you know, on some of them, you've hardly had any time to look at it. And so that is a crazy system. And it is a system, I must say, that it sounds like I've been checking, has been going on for years, with both parties, by the way. Just so we know, this is how the Assembly and the legislature is working in the last few hours. Why they have to wait with everything till the end is beyond me. My understanding is this is the worst session that we've ever seen. There were certainly other leaders that brought bills. Here's the other thing. Talk about our important bills. You know, I'm sure you've already talked about, you know, the mining bill. So the mining bill comes through, AB 495. And do you know that the first time that the governor came into the legislative building and visited with the leaders, that is the Speaker of the Assembly, the Senate Majority Leader, and the two minority leaders, the first time he came into a legislative building to visit with leadership was Sunday morning at 9 a.m.
Wow.
That is the first time they're sitting around a table to talk about our incredibly important mining tax bill that came out. I mean, just think about that. Now, I understand when I visited with other people, for example, they said Governor Sandoval, at the very beginning of the session, he had meetings monthly, but then as it got closer to the last 2 months, he had meetings weekly with all leaders, Republicans and Democrats, and that's how it should be. So that, to me, is outrageous that for an entire session, that is the first time the governor walks into the building to sit down with leadership.
Again, Heidi Kassama joining us, Assemblywoman District 2. Is that good government at work or not?
Oh, that's ridiculous government. This, and you know what I understand too, is that the big bills, like you want public auction, you want the mining tax bill, the election bill, all of these important things, they should be heard at the beginning. And you know why they're not heard at the beginning? Because too many people will look at them, there'll be an uproar, and too many people are going to complain. So they hold, I truly believe they hold the really big picture bills until the end so that there isn't much time to digest it, there isn't much time to look at it, there isn't much time for conversation. That is poor leadership, and we need conversation about that. And I understand in the past, it's been a while, but I understand in the past, it's been quite a few sessions before, that the big bills, many of them were brought out sooner. And yes, it created turmoil and people angry and people upset, but that's the people's government. And that's what we should be doing as leaders, is having it out there so we can get a lot of discussions. And if we get 1,000 emails, then that's what it should be, so that we understand how people feel about this and that we can voice our opinions on these things. So I think that that's extremely poor leadership when things are just put out. And the big energy bill, that's the other one, the big energy bill. You know, those are all really, really big bills that behind the scenes people have been working on for a while. And to have them, you know, at the very end, there's just no reason for it.
I am curious.
I think there's a reason for it, but I don't believe there's a reason for it.
Well, I'm just curious because it could be that as early as 2022, next year, it might be Republicans that are in control of the Senate and the Assembly. And I'm just curious, have you had any bipartisan conversations on the floor, in the bar across the street, whatever it might be, and Democrats saying, you know, Heidi, you're right. This is a bad way to do government.
So I've made a point, because I believe the American public is calling for people to reach across the aisle and try and fix this mess. And that has been one of my goals when I've been up there, is to reach out to all of the Assembly people, talk to them, try and find some common ground. Because if I don't speak to the Democrats, I'm never going to get a bill passed. You know, and it's going to be vice versa. If we're in power and a Democrat wants to get something passed, I mean, we have got to work together. And there are good bills. You know, only 10% of the bills passed were Republican bills. It is the most partisan session we have ever had. It is outrageous. And you can't tell me that 90% of the Republican bills were bad. They were not. I had some good bills. And so, you know, because those are bills that are not partisan, those are bills that are good for the state of Nevada. And those bills have a right to be heard. And we've got to find common ground to work on it. And I reached out absolutely to several Democrats, and I looked at them and I said, this cannot go on. Because I said, remember, the majority changes. And who's in power changes. And I said, I particularly reached out to freshmen. I said, we have got to make a difference. We have got to start working together, because this partisanship just kills what is good for the state of Nevada. So I said, please, let's work together. There's a certain ground we know we're not going to meet on, and we'll admit that to each other. But there's so many other places in healthcare and education. I mean, all of that should be completely, you know, we should be working together, finding out what are the best things. We know we're going to disagree on elections, right? We know that. But what about all these other areas we can get together and work on so we can accomplish good things for the state? So I have reached out to them, and at least the ones I've talked to are open to it with me. I've been trying to have those conversations. I think there are some people on other side that will absolutely not have that conversation, and then the other people won't work with them either. And so then they're not going to get anything done, and then they'll be ineffective for us as elected officials too. You've got to find ways to move the dial and work together.
I want to talk to you about a bill that I've gotten a lot of social media blowback on, and that is AB 495, and it's a bill that allows for taxation of the mining industry. I talked with a couple of people, in fact, Tom Roberts and Scott Hammond, that both voted for the bill, and yeah. they said they did so under the guise of the mining industry asked for it. They wanted this bill, not a constitutional amendment that would have allowed for further taxation. What did you think of AB 495? I'm assuming you voted against it?
I voted against it, yes. I did vote against it. I do not like to see, increased taxes on our mining industry. You know, the mining industry is part of the founding of Nevada. That's why it's in the Constitution. It was the main industry in our state. But I do completely understand, I talked to the mining executives and mining lobbyists, and they did want this bill. So everybody should be clear of that. Let me rephrase that. I shouldn't say they wanted this bill. They wanted this bill instead of the other three bills that had been proposed during the special session. So, of course, mining would have preferred nothing, but this was the least of all evils. The three other proposals during the special session were crazy, and mining and also the other bills would have affected other industries, would have affected the casinos. So if you talk to them, they were like, please vote for this, because this is the lesser of evils. This is something that at least we have a voice in versus trying to change the Nevada state constitution. And so that is absolutely correct. They were letting us know that this would be preferable to vote for, then, because if this failed, that then we would have the ballot initiatives, and nobody wanted that. None of the industries wanted that.
Heidi Kasama joining us, Assemblywoman District 2. You had a bill that passed. You had five that died, but you had one bill that will become law or has become law. Yes. Tell me about it. I believe it's AB, what, 325?
AB 325, and that bill is very important for transactions that need to be recorded at your local county recorder's office. And, you know, now we have a lot of electronic signatures. We also have paper documents. This allows for, if it's an electronic signature and you have paper documents, that you can actually print out an electronic signature and deliver it as a paper document if needed. And we have had a few cases where the courthouse power has gone down, or their system for receiving electronic online has gone down, and of course people still want documents recorded on that day when they're, you know, everybody's got a closing date or something needs to be done that day. So this allows for what we call papering out electronic signatures. So it was passed and the governor signed it, and so that is great. We got that through. I'm very disappointed that my Doctors for Nevada program, I had the deans of the two UNR and UNLV School of Medicine, they were supportive of it, gave a lot of input. I had other medical professionals very supportive of it. That was one I could not even get a hearing on.
Wow. So now...
That was the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, who basically said, I'm not going to hear any Republican bills.
Wow. That's not a good way to do business. You now are going to, you're back home. You're going to come back to the real estate industry and become a citizen legislator. Will you still be doing the people's business, though?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, I've had people call me with great input, information, ideas, other bills that we need, things to be taken care of. I've gotten some great ideas, and I love the constituents reaching out to me, because honestly, I think that's where we get some of our best bills, because, you know, people see it in their industry or their community issues and ways to improve it. And so I certainly love to get the feedback, and I'll probably create a couple bills out of some of the feedbacks I've already gotten.
I think that is so cool. Heidi, it is great visiting with you. Thank you so much. You've been great during the session, and I know we'll talk with you again before the one of maybe several special sessions. Thank you so much. If folks do want to reach out to you, though, how do they do it?
Just email Heidi at HeidiKasama.com, and Kasama is K-A-S-A-M-A. Heidi at HeidiKasama.com. Love to hear from you.
Heidi, always good. We'll talk again soon, I promise.
Thank you.
There you go. Heidi Kasama, Assemblywoman District 2, joining us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
Gaming writer Howard Stutz will join me to talk about the right to return legislation, giving employees the right to return to their jobs. And we'll check in with Vegas's favorite blogger, Vital Vegas.
Now, weekday mornings, 9 to noon, on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycry has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
What's the financial fill-up in retirement? Here's Coach Pete to tell you more.
The sound effect? Well, you used to hear that when you pull into the gas pump, but a financial fill-up is a way where you take that lump sum that you've built up for retirement, but you have no idea what kind of income you can get from it, and you translate it to a lifetime monthly income once you reach retirement that you can never outlive every single month.
Every single month.
You get another check.
Call 888-702-8898 or text VEGAS to 888-702-8898. Call or text the word VEGAS to 888-702-8898.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
If you came across a child struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes? Their age? The way they speak? Would you recognize a 13-year-old boy who gets into fights at school?
Not because he's a boy, but because he's hungry?
Or a 2-year-old girl who cries all night?
Not because she's sick, but because she went to bed without enough to eat.
Or maybe a 9-year-old boy who hopes a friend invites him to a sleepover.
Not for fun, just so we can have dinner.
Or a 15-year-old girl who goes for walks over lunch,
so her friends won't know she doesn't have anything to eat.
I am the 1 in 7 American children who struggle with hunger. Kids you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am Child Hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong.
broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So how bad was it in Carson City over the 120 days? Republican bills that were passed constitute approximately 10% of all the bills that passed on the assembly side. Overall, both houses, 22% of Republican bills passed. That's 27 out of 125. And it's far lower than in any previous legislature. At least in recent history, according to the people that have been there that have documented this stuff. Stay where you are, more to do. And that goes to show you, this was one partisan, highly partisan legislature. More to come as we continue. Stick around, more to do. Guess what? Coming up at the top of the hour, Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com on AM 670 KMZQ.
New time, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the...
Woo!
At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today.
Woo!
Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
New time, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right. What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Two of radio's top female players, Megan Barth, Heidi Harris. What do they have in common? Both will be a part of next hour. And we'll talk a lot about what is going down. President, former President Trump is going to be speaking this